But I just woke up and my best friend of almost literally the last decade has unfollowed me on everything. And even though you unfollowed me on this app, I hope this message still finds you because I just want to know how you can so easily dispose of someone and something that you're supposed to care about. I don't care if you got a little girlfriend that don't approve of our friendship. I don't care about none of that.
She is upset because the guy she placed in the friend zone decided to cut all communication after starting seeing someone. Knowing he is happy with someone else is affecting her as it implies her free ride is gone. No more free handyman when she is moving home, no more free attention and validation. Her backup plan is gone and she is not happy about it.
This is probably gonna be the first and only time y'all see me cry on this app, but I just woke up and my best friend of almost literally the last decade has unfollowed me on everything. And he started doing it app by app over the course of the last week. Mind you, we spoke last week. Like I wasn't noticing. And even though you unfollowed me on this app, I hope this message still finds you because I just want to know how you can so easily dispose of someone and something that you're supposed to care about. Someone who you know cares about you. I've had your back through everything. And vice versa, you've had mine. I don't care if you got a little girlfriend that don't approve of our friendship. I don't care about none of that. It was too easy for you to dispose of me. It hurts a lot. I never would have expected you to fold this way, and especially without explanation.
She is mad because he moved on and cut all communication. He got tired of being in the friend zone. She had her chance, but decided to play with it. But now it's too late. Did she expect him to still be her bestie after finding himself a girlfriend?
What I will say though is it's no love lost, and I hope this still finds you. I wish you the best.
Being in the friend zone is like being interviewed and declined by a company. Then the hiring manager texting you every week telling you about the wrong person they hired. She's not hurt because she lost her friend. She's upset because she lost that source of attention, that shoulder to cry on, that sure thing good guy she could fall on. A woman who places a guy friend in the friend zone will always become jealous when she realizes he has options. Some women can't handle coming in second place in a marathon race they started. She didn't lose a best friend. She lost her plan B. She can only put a man in a friend zone for so long before he loses interest and notices she's not feeling him. So he moves on to the next one, which is the best thing to do. There is also another reason she is mad. Maybe she started developing feelings for him as soon as he got a girlfriend. We know some women's perspectives related to the friend zone guy change when he starts dating. This is the moment they start looking at him romantically, and it could be her situation. After being blocked and unfollowed, she lost the ability to get hold of him, and it's bothering her. She probably wants to shoot her shot, but being blocked is stopping her from doing that. She had her opportunity and chose not to take advantage of it, and now regret was everything left. Did you notice what she called his new girl? She called her little girlfriend. This is all jealousy. She knows his girl is holding a position she would like to have, and it hits hard. What women would be happy knowing that another woman took their source of free attention and validation? It's not easy to accept that your backup plan has been taken. This is the reason her reaction is understandable, but it will serve as a lesson. She will be able to make a better decision in the future when it comes to the guy in the friend zone. But I give a round of applause to the confident guy who was able to unfollow and block her from all angles. I know it wasn't an easy move, but it was needed. He knew if she still had access to him, she probably would find a way to mess up whatever he had going on with his new girl, and to avoid it, he decided to make this smart move. Well done.
Next, we have a clear representation of what most women do to hook the guy and keep them in the friend zone for longer. It's all about feeding them with a bit of hope so they don't go anywhere.
Hey, Bessie.
Oh my
how
God,
are you?
Hey, I miss you so much.
I miss you too. Wait, you just kissed me.
Yeah, we're best friends. What? That's how best friends say hello.
Okay.
I'm just greeting you.
Okay.
Come on, relax. Sit down.
Yeah, relax.
Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long. I miss you so much. She looks so cute.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. She looks so cute.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing.
You're sitting on me.
Actually, I know what I'm gonna do.
What?
I know what I'm gonna do. Oh my God, I've been waiting to do this all day.
She is not exaggerating. This is how some of them act. We can see she is doing everything to give him a hint that something could happen between them, and this is how they hook most guys in the friend zone.
Oh God, yes, finally.
Moisturize my lips. Huh? Oh my God. I forgot I left this under your bed. Why didn't you tell me?
I forgot to, sorry.
You know what I need?
What?
A man. Big, dominant man who's sitting right beside me just to do dominant things.
Oh, I've been thinking about the same.
Oh, bestie, what's wrong with you?
You just said next to you.
Why did you touch me like that? Do you think I was thinking about you?
Yes.
Oh my God, never. You, I would never do anything like that with you. I told you we're a best friend.
Yes, we are.
I'm leaving.
Stop.
Mine don't kiss me like that. Do you think I was thinking about you? This is why my next relationship, my girlfriend is not having a boy best friend. Her next status going to be dudes mess up good friendships because they are too horny. This reminds me of someone and we still not dating yet. It doesn't make sense. That's not a best friend, that's a girlfriend. They just want to give you enough to keep you entertained so you stick around for longer. They just want to make sure you have enough hope, and this is why most guys struggle to get out of it. It takes real determination to get out of a similar situation, especially when the guys start developing true feelings for the girl who placed him in that spot. Guys, if you find yourself in his position, make sure you talk to her and let her know what you want, and if she doesn't have the same interest, you need to let it go and move on. To be honest, this is the best thing you can do for yourself as it will be a win-win situation. There is no losing when you make this move. The first win is the redirection of energy and resources to another woman who shares the same interest. Second, after removing yourself from that scenario, she will definitely look at you differently, and if there is something there, she will be afraid of losing you, which could lead to the development of deeper feelings from her side.
Oh, I've been thinking about the same.
Oh, bestie, what's wrong with you?
You just said next to you.
Why did you touch me like that? Do you think I was thinking about you?
Yes.
Oh my God, never. You, I would never do anything like that with you.
It's interesting how they act when the guy starts checking where they stand. This is the moment they pretend to be innocent as if they have no idea of what he is talking about. This is the same woman who will complain that he messed up their friendship because he wanted more than what she could give. If you ever find yourself in this situation, this is the time to move on. Do it as he did, cut all communications. This is also another reason most guys don't like when their partner has a male best friend. We know most of them are waiting for the opportunity to be with our partner, and we also know that she is willingly entertaining him enough to keep that option available in case things don't work out between us. Who would be happy to know that their partner is intentionally building her list of backup plans?
He has a really interesting story of one of his best friend who ghosted him to be with a woman who placed his best friend in the friend zone.
Have y'all ever seen your homie so deep in the friend zone you wonder, how the fuck did you even get there? Like, I got this one homie, and on his own birthday, his crush posted him, and the caption was, "I love you so much, you're like a little brother to me, happy birthday." Mind you, my homie is older than old girl. At this point, he's not in the friend zone. He is the friend zone. But I'm gonna need y'all to peep game and lock in real quick. I have known bro since my freshman year of college. Me and him knew each other when Among Us was popping. Now we're graduating in May, we're out this bitch. But this entire time that I've known him, he's been fiending for this one girl. And I'm not talking about no little ass crush. This nigga is full on Playboy Cardi fiending for shorty. And honestly, I wouldn't really give a fuck, it's his life. But weeks ago, me and him planned to be studying today for finals the entire day because we got an organic chemistry final tomorrow. And instead of texting me, bro, I can't make it, or giving me a fucking call, the nigga ghosted me. And guess how I found out what he was doing? During a study break, I went on Instagram and saw the girl he be fiending for. She posted a story and I clicked on it and the caption was, "When you tell your boy best friend, niggas ain't shit and he buys you chocolate and food." And if the caption wasn't bad enough, she took a picture of my homie. My New Year's resolution might be to cut that nigga the fuck off.
I am beyond the friend zone. She said she sees me as her son. Getting called little brother would make my stomach hurt. Bro is never getting out, stuck in there like the sunken place. She said I was like a father figure to her. If it's been 4 years, or even longer than a year or so, either accept the friendship or just move on. Getting lil bro is wilder than being in the friend zone. Sometimes we need to understand that not everyone wants to be saved, and since he accepted being called little brother should be an indication that he is too deep into it and there is nothing to be done at this point. Just let life lessons and time do its thing, and one day he will take himself out of it. One day he will realize that he just wasted all those years waiting on women who just want some free food, attention, and validation. She didn't want anything else but those benefits. Can you imagine being older but still finding it normal to be called little brother by a woman who is younger than you? As he said, his friend became the friend zone, and he is too deep into it. Since he was able to ghost his best friend just to meet her, it shows what he prioritizes, and this is the moment we need to let him go about his life. As we can see, he has no interest in getting out of it, and that's why it's pointless trying to help him. You can't help people who don't want to be helped. It's just a waste of time and energy. Therefore, anytime we find ourselves in the presence of this type of person, we need to let them do their thing. There is no need to stress ourselves trying to get them out of it. Did you notice when he mentioned the post she made related to his friend? But still, he wants to entertain her.
Guys can totally be friends with pretty girls.
Really?
Yes.
Let's ask somebody, shall we? Excuse me, sir. Can a guy just be friends with a pretty girl?
Oh, no, I slept with all my friends.
Oh, thank you. Wow, appreciate that.
Hey, I'm Monty.
Hi, Ava.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, turn
yeah,
around.
Sorry.
Get the hook. See that? You see, he almost just got you.
He was being kind.
And that's what he wants you to think.
And women know that as well. He almost got you. I live in Sweden, and I've got lots of pretty female friends that I won't ever consider hitting on. Because we are friends, and that's that. Hitting on them will ruin everything. He's just being nice by liking all my Instagram pictures from the last 10 years and messaging me every day about how beautiful I am. They can be friends. With benefits. Bro, he was just being kind. This is the typical answer most women would give, but deep down they are well aware that most guy they call best friends are not really their best friends. They either hit it already or are waiting for their opportunity to do so. And that's why it always amazes me when some women claim they don't understand why their partner would prefer if they didn't have a male best friend. Why would a man want his woman to be a friend to someone who wants more than just their friendship? I think guys' reasons are self-explanatory, and I hope the past clip just made it clear.
This is the end of our video, and I hope you like it. I want to say thanks for all the support. Just to let you know, you guys are our main motivation. And don't forget to check our channel tomorrow for another exciting video.